An Anchor and Comfort. Written by Ranger Jedi 67 and read by Flower Parish. This is a Merlin fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Gwaine/Leon. Summary. Gwaine and Leon shouldn't work, but they did. Or, three scenes that show that sometimes opposites fit together in all the right ways.
Let those fools be loud, let alarms ring out, 'cause you caught through all the noise. Let the days be dark, let me hate my work, 'cause you caught through all the noise. Bring me some hope by wandering into my mind, something to hold on to. Morning, noon, day.
Gwaine watched Leon appreciatively as Leon put some younger knights through their paces. Disciplined, steady, the epitome of a knight of Camelot. Everything the young knights hoped to be someday. Things Gwaine most assuredly was not. Rowdy, undisciplined, impulsive, passionate. Gwaine was all of those things, and most of them should irritate Leon beyond measure. They shouldn't work, but they did. No one was more surprised about it than Gwaine himself. Yet, Leon offered something, several somethings, truth be told, that Gwaine hadn't realized he longed for. Leon didn't hold him back, but he did anchor him, stop him from feeling adrift. Leon didn't restrain him, but he did temper him. Gwaine would never be the pinnacle of royal devotion and dedication, but the almost desperate desire to make Leon proud of him did make Gwaine want to be the best version of himself he could be. But the young ones paired off to spar. Leon looked over to where Gwaine lounged and smiled brightly at him. Gwaine would do many unseemly, even illegal things for that smile. He liked to think he had a good influence on Leon in return. When they first met, Leon didn't know how to relax and unwind. While Leon still wasn't one for pranks, Gwaine had coaxed him into being more comfortable offering his wit. Gwaine had teased that Leon probably slept in his chainmail. Leon's reply had been a dry, "That would risk damaging my bed linens." That had been the first precious glimpse of Leon's sense of humor. Gwaine craved more after that. Now, Leon allowed himself to relax and tease and joke, not just with Gwaine, but with all of Arthur's inner circle. So lost in his thoughts, Gwaine didn't notice Leon plop down beside him on the grass. "It's a nice day. I'm taking pity on them and giving them the rest of the morning off to enjoy it," Leon declared. "All six have been training hard for the last few weeks. They've earned a rest." Gwaine smiled, leaning in to press a fleeting kiss to Leon's cheek. "And here I thought you sent them away just to have an excuse to spend time with me," Gwaine teased. Grinning impishly, Leon replied, "If that should prove to be a side effect, well, who am I to turn down such an invitation?" Leon helped Gwaine be a better knight, even a better friend. He showed Gwaine that he was capable of being part of something that mattered, and that it was all right to let others matter to him too. Gwaine helped Leon remember that it was all right to be a man too, and not just a knight, that he was more than what his position represented. Both of them were better together. "What has you so lost in thought?" Leon asked gently. Smiling, Gwaine replied, "You." With a huff, Leon shook his head. "I didn't even take my shirt off this time," Leon retorted. Rolling his eyes, Gwaine teased, "Yes, I was so rudely deprived of my favorite sight. Most inconsiderate of you." "How dare I?" Leon deadpanned. Nudging him in the side, Gwaine continued, "However, that was not actually what I was thinking about. Yes, I was thinking about you, but not like that." Leon made a curious sound, encouraging Gwaine to tell him about it. "We shouldn't work," Gwaine started. "But we do. Very well. And I was just sitting here thinking about why. I am, on occasion, capable of deep thought." Reaching out to intertwine their fingers, Leon smiled fondly. "I know you are," Leon assured. "Sometimes I think you're the one who needs reminding of it. You're so much more than what you let most see." This. This was why Gawain was ridiculously, obnoxiously in love with this man. Deciding there was no reason not to do so, Gawain leaned in and captured Leon's lips. "So, what do you say we make proper use of this free time you've given us?" Gawain murmured. Leon laughed, open and relaxed. It was one of Gawain's favorite sounds. Gawain felt anger rise in him at the old lord's dismissive tone. Discreetly, using the billowing fabric of their capes for a cover, Leon reached for Gawain's wrist, curling his hand around it, and squeezing. Not hard, but enough. A warning. An order. Leave it to me. Blood boiling as it was, Gawain had to force himself to obey. He knew, rationally, he knew, that Leon was right. As a mere knight, Gawain had far less political power than this man in terms of the larger court. As part of Arthur's inner circle, he had far more sway with the king, but that didn't make him untouchable. Gods, but he hated politics. He tuned out whatever exactly Leon said to the lord, but he paid just enough attention to the tone to know that Leon wasn't happy either. The obnoxious lord seemed to pick up on it too. While Gawain was nothing as far as most of the lords were concerned, Leon was a different story. Nobleborn, the king's right hand, Arthur took every opportunity that presented itself to give Leon more power and authority. Leon, privately, hated that, but he understood. Arthur needed people he could depend on, and Leon was an excellent choice. Many of the lords hated it too, but they didn't dare do more than occasionally complain in council. Eventually, the lord walked away, and Leon sighed heavily. "Thank you for letting me handle him," Leon offered quietly. "I know he's a prime example of everything you hate about the nobility." Only then did Gawain realize that Leon's hand was still on his wrist. Perhaps it wasn't just a warning to Gawain, but an anchor and comfort for Leon, too. A single small action giving them both something they needed. "I may live to torment Arthur, but you know I actively avoid making your job harder," Gawain reminded him. Smiling fondly, Leon nodded. "I know," Leon assured. "I have to go talk to Arthur. Odds are Lord Latcher isn't the only one with this opinion on Arthur's latest plans to reform the knighthood." Right, Latcher. That was the annoying lord's name. Not that Gawain actually cared much. "They're really going to hate it when Arthur properly rolls out his round table plans," Gawain muttered. Leon snorted. "We're preparing for that, too." Gawain bumped their shoulders together. "My always dutiful knight," Gawain teased. Leon laughed and leaned in to steal a kiss. "I'll see you later," Leon said as they parted. Gawain nodded. "I promised Merlin I'd accompany him when he goes herb gathering this afternoon. I should probably get going, too." With that, they went their separate ways for the afternoon. Duty called for them both, even if it was in different ways. Leon stirred shortly after sunrise. He always did. He carried a great deal of weight on his shoulders, far more than a knight should. But Arthur needed him, and Leon would never let Arthur falter if there was anything he could do about it. Many mornings, he was up, washed, dressed, and gone long before Gawain woke. Sometimes, though, Gawain made himself awake in time to savor those first moments of Leon's wakefulness. He looked so soft then, still sleep-mussed, nothing like his usual put-together, unflappable demeanor. And only Gawain got to see it. Only Gawain had the privilege of seeing Leon in those unguarded moments. He treasured these rare moments. "Did you have trouble sleeping?" Leon murmured tiredly, voice still sleep-rough, yet already worrying over Gawain's well-being. This man, determined to care for everyone but himself. Fortunately, he had Gawain for that. Gawain leaned up and kissed him. "Slept fine," he assured. "Nothing's wrong." Leon hummed softly and snuggled closer, resting his head on Gawain's chest, right over his heart. "If you're awake, perhaps I can spare a few minutes," Leon said, wrapping his arms around Gawain's body. And that was why, on occasion, Gawain did this, tempting Leon into staying in bed just a little longer, enjoying just a few more minutes focused on himself and not his duties, gently urging Leon to take care of himself the way he so dutifully took care of Camelot. "What hardships I endure," Gawain teased, wrapping one arm around Leon in return, the other reaching up to stroke Leon's hair. He pressed a kiss to the top of Leon's head. "I shall persevere through this trial for Camelot's sake." Leon chuckled into Gawain's chest. "Have you taken up acting?" Gawain grinned cheekily. "You know me, a man of many talents," Gawain replied. Leon pressed a kiss right over Gawain's heart. "Very many indeed," Leon agreed. Still grinning, Gawain continued to stroke Leon's hair, enjoying the soft, contented sigh it earned him. "You're going to make me fall back asleep," Leon grumbled. Gawain shrugged. "Camelot won't fall just because you let yourself sleep in until the sun is actually fully in the sky and not just toying with the horizon." Humming softly, Leon muttered, "It might. Never know what will happen when Arthur is left unsupervised." Chuckling, Gawain pointed out, "Merlin usually has to drag Arthur out of bed well after sunup, so he shouldn't have time to cause too much trouble." Gawain slipped his fingers further into Leon's hair, adding more pressure to his strokes. "Cheating," Leon rumbled, as his eyes started to drift closed again. Another moment, and his breathing evened out again. Gawain smiled at the victory. Leon got some more sleep, which he always deserved, and Gawain got to enjoy more time with him cuddled close. A win all around. While he would never ask Leon to actually shirk his duties, Gawain would never hesitate to encourage Leon to limit what he did to reasonable levels. Leon was first knight of Camelot, and Gawain respected that. But Leon was also the love of his life, and Gawain cared about that far more than he did about any other position Leon held. Meeting Merlin and Arthur had brought Gawain to Camelot not once, but twice. Camelot had given Gawain a life he never pictured, nor thought he'd wanted. But it was Leon who helped him truly see why it all mattered, and helped him see why it was a life he could be happy living. And in return, he reminded Leon to live for himself now and again, not just the kingdom. They balanced each other in ways Gawain never could have predicted, but now desperately didn't want to live without. The end.
Something to hold on to, morning, noon, day or night. You're the light that is blinding me. You're the anchor that I tie to my brain. 'Cause when it feels like I'm lost at sea, you're the song I sing again and again. All the time, all the time. Think of you all the time, all the time, all the time. I think of you all the time.